Hello, this is Sonia Hines and welcome to Spotlight. Founded in 1976, Prison Fellowship is the nation's largest Christian nonprofit serving prisoners, former prisoners, and their families. And they believe every person is made in the image of God and that no life is beyond his reach. They exist to serve all of those affected by crime and incarceration and to see lives and communities restored in and out of prison. They are advocates for federal and state criminal justice reforms that transforms those responsible for crime, validate victims, and encourage communities to play a role in creating a safe, redemptive, and just society. Today, my guest is Heather Rice Minas, and Heather serves as Senior Vice President of Advocacy and Church Mobilization at Prison Fellowship. She is a powerful, knowledgeable voice articulating the case for restorative criminal justice solutions and how churches play a critical role in meeting the needs of those impacted by crime. And today, she will tell us about the Equal Act and what the passage of this bill would mean for residents in New York State. Welcome, Heather.
Thanks for having me, Sonia.
So, Heather, please tell us about the Equal Act and why this particular act is even needed.
The Equal Act would end the disparity between how we punish crack cocaine and powder cocaine at the federal level. And the reason we need this is there is still a disparate calculation in the way we punish these two drugs, even though they're nearly identical. They're just different forms of the same drug. This reform to make the way we punish these two drugs has already happened in over 40 states. But at the federal level, which is where the Equal Act is in play right now, we're still waiting for that reform to come through. In 2010, we brought down the disparity to 1 to 18. But 1 to 18 is not what it should be. It needs to be 1 to 1 because, in particular, we know that this disparity has a great impact on communities of color. The vast majority of defendants charged with crack cocaine offenses are Black. And we've got people, thousands of people, who are still sitting in cells serving way longer sentences that is warranted. And we know that people are still coming through the system. And so we're not looking to eliminate the punishment, but we are looking to make sure that the punishment is proportional for crack cocaine offenses.
You know, there are consequences for our action, but you're right, some are punished more harshly than others. So with this act, tell us where that is in terms of the voting on this particular act.
Sure. So last year in the fall, we had an overwhelming bipartisan vote in support of the Equal Act out of the House. The bill is now in consideration in the Senate, but it hasn't come to committee or to the floor for a vote. It's just been stalling, even though it has a number of bipartisan co-sponsors, enough that we actually know that there would be enough votes there for it to pass. And so the real issue is making sure that there is time on the floor for this bill to be heard and voted upon. And then, if it passed out of the Senate, it would go to the president who's already stated that he supports it and would sign it.
What can we do, those of us who find this very concerning, what can we do to help get this bill passed?
I would encourage anyone who is concerned about this issue, wants to ensure that there is justice for everyone, wants to ensure that we fix this once and for all and create equal playing field for these offenses, to come to prisonfellowship.org. And when you come to prisonfellowship.org and go to the menu of ways to get involved, you can click on our Justice Action Center. And when you go there, you'll see an opportunity to contact your lawmakers about the Equal Act. And so, yeah, it takes just 1 minute. You put in your address, your relevant lawmakers, your senators will come up, and there'll be a pre-written letter, which you can update, but it's really simple. If you don't want to, you just send it on through. It's done in a minute, and your lawmakers are going to hear from you as a constituent that you care about this and you want to see the Equal Act passed, that you want to see justice be done. And if you want to take your advocacy to the next level, Prison Fellowship also offers a program called Justice Ambassadors that you can apply to in our volunteer page on the website. And we actually train you on how do you change not only the culture, your church, but also how do you meet with lawmakers as a constituent and effectively convince folks to do the right thing here. So I encourage people to come to the website, go to the Justice Action Center to contact your lawmakers quickly. And if you want to take it to the next level, join the Justice Ambassador Program.
Well, again, my guest is Heather Rice Minas with Prison Fellowship. And Heather, as this continues to move forward, maybe you can come back and give us an update.
I'd love that. Thank you, Sonia.
This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road, that's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.